Welcome to The Flash Politics, where we dive deep into the political currents shaping our nation. Today, we find ourselves at the cusp of significant electoral events, from the tight presidential race that's capturing the nation's breath, to a unique electoral showdown in Texas, and onto the Chicago skyline, where the Democratic National Convention is getting ready amidst high stakes. Stay with us as we unpack these unfolding narratives. Let's kick things off with the presidential race that's proving to be one for the history books. Laura, you've been following the polls closely. What's the latest?
Indeed, Wendy. The ABC News Ipsos poll sheds light on a nail-biting contest between former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden, showcasing a narrow margin of voter support. Donald Trump is inching ahead with 46% support among U.S. adults, while Joe Biden is closely trailing at 44%. The race tightens further among registered and likely voters, with Biden slightly leading in both categories. However, when we consider a five-way race that includes other candidates, the standings remain remarkably unchanged, underlining the polarized nature of the electorate.
Quite the showdown. How are the candidates faring on the issues versus personal attributes front?
Trump appears to have the upper hand on key issues such as the economy, inflation, and crime, commanding significant leads over Biden. Yet Biden holds his ground with competitive advantages in personal attributes, being seen as more honest and trustworthy by a wider margin. This juxtaposition between policy proficiency and personal favorability paints a complex picture of voter preference, signaling an election determined by a blend of issue-based competencies and individual trustworthiness.
And how do these dynamics translate into voter demographics?
The demographic analysis reveals Biden losing ground among younger adults and the Hispanic community, traditionally key demographics for Democrats. Yet Biden makes gains among independents and moderates, suggesting a nuanced voter base that doesn't strictly adhere to partisan lines. It's also important to note the presence of double haters, those unfavorably viewing both candidates, adding another layer of complexity to this tight race.
Fascinating insights. It's a race that's not just about the candidates, but about competing visions for America's future. Thanks, Laura, for that comprehensive breakdown. Shifting our focus to Texas, Eugene. The special Senate election there has been termed the Texas two-step. Can you walk us through what's happening?
Certainly, Wendy. In Senate District 15, Democrats Molly Cook and Jarvis Johnson are locked in a captivating duel, famously dubbed the Texas two-step. This electoral sequence will not only decide who completes John Whitmire's term, but also who takes a commanding position ahead of the November general elections. Cook vying to become the first openly LGBTQ+ member of the Texas Senate, and Johnson, with his extensive political background, both pledge allegiance to key Democratic priorities, although their strategies and electoral appeals diverge.
How are the campaigns navigating this unique electoral challenge?
Both candidates are deeply engaged in ground-level mobilization, recognizing the strategic significance of early voter engagement. While Johnson enjoys a slight fundraising edge, Cook's campaign is buoyed by robust grassroots backing. Amidst this high-stakes contest, broader themes of generational shifts in political engagement and the evolving landscape of Texas politics play a crucial role in shaping the discourse.
It sounds like Texas politics is at a pivotal moment. Thank you, Eugene, for shedding light on this intriguing contest. Last but not least, let's pivot to Chicago, where the Democratic National Convention is gearing up amid heightened security concerns. Sean, what's the atmosphere like?
Wendy, the DNC in Chicago is setting the stage for a critical juxtaposition of free speech rights and public safety. With the city expecting over 5,000 delegates and tens of thousands of activists, the preparations are extensive. U.S. Secret Service and Chicago Police are taking no chances, emphasizing a comprehensive security plan to mitigate potential unrest. However, controversy brews as activist groups contest the designated protest areas, arguing it infringes upon their First Amendment rights.
How are the organizers addressing these challenges?
State and local officials, along with the Secret Service, have reaffirmed their commitment to safety while navigating the delicate balance of accommodating peaceful protests. The situation is complex, reflecting wider tensions between law enforcement, civil liberties, and political expression in a city with a storied history of political protests. With the convention fast approaching, all eyes will be on Chicago as it seeks to host an event marked by both celebratory democracy and civic responsibility.
A fine line to walk, indeed. Thanks, Sean, for bringing us up to speed on the preparations and concerns surrounding the DNC. It's an event that encapsulates broader themes of democracy and dissent. As we conclude this episode of The Flash Politics, we're reminded of the intricate dance between the mechanics of democracy, security, and the very ideals it strives to uphold. From the tension-filled presidential race to the unique electoral dynamics in Texas and on to the planned Democratic showcase in Chicago, the political landscape continues to evolve, challenging and reflecting our collective aspirations. Thank you for joining us. Knowledge and Entertainment, on demand.